What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Clock hour here on a Tuesday. Max, first words I walked to the studio, golly, this is flying by.
I didn't realize it was already 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning. See what happens when the boss isn't here, the days are a lot shorter.
And you guys are extremely horny.
This is that. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
It's always true.
Yeah. Somebody on the text line was like, been married for 15 years. We have sex 3 times a week.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah. At least.
How many kids do you have?
I don't know. Dusty, do you like Gus's and Lisa? I haven't been to Gus's. Gus's Fried Chicken. It used to be in a place that was called, it was like a Ted's Mexican. They used to give you remember that? They gave you free tortillas and like queso and guac and salsa before your meal came out.
By the time
your meal came out, you're like, I need a box.
That's right. And that's why they went out of business, because nobody ordered meals there. I think they have a couple in Oklahoma because Billy Coon still goes to Ted's a lot. You know, he talks about
they
that.
They got all their stores out of the Midwest and moved. Yeah. It was like the Jack in the Box sort of deal, or the, what was it, Qdoba? Those are like pretty much gone
now. Yeah, you
don't
see many of those anymore.
Yeah.
White Castle kind of up and moved out of this market as well. They just kind of packed up everything and
they
left.
They can stay in St. Louis.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, I'm good with onions. Sliders, I'm okay on that. I've been married for 20 years. I haven't had sex in 3 years. Well, you and I are on the same level. No, I kid. But no, Royals game tonight. Big one. You know, Crochet on the mound against Berger. Another piece from the JJ puzzle that he put together before the trade deadline. We'll see what happens. It's a big game. 6 o'clock, 6:10 starts. Burns on Deck show at 5 o'clock. Huge, 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 huge Royals game. I got nothing going on, and I did all my chores yesterday, played golf yesterday, did everything yesterday, cooked all my food for the week yesterday, all Royals, all action. How many beers do I have tonight? Depending on how the game goes, but we'll see.
Well, today's also one of those last days of good weather, too, because it's supposed to heat back up, and the humidity is supposed to move back in.
The humidity's coming in.
It's going to be nasty again. So this is kind of like the last day where you're going to have the opportunity. But, you know, go out there and win. I mean, it's time to start stringing games together. You can't continue to fall below, and then have these games against the Twins come up, and then you just win three to get back to even again, right? You've got to make some ground, and you've got to beat the Red Sox, man. You got an opportunity tonight to beat a pretty good pitcher. You know, go out there and do it. But we need consistency out of this ball club now. We're about 50 games or so to go, you know, in the season, and every game matters. I mean, it's ramped up right now. You used the term playoff situation earlier. It is a playoff for the last 50 games of this season. You're not in the playoffs right now. You're still four and a half back of an opportunity to be in the postseason. And so I think every game is a playoff game right now, because every time you lose, it makes it that much more difficult to get back to where you need to go. You were at a good break-even point, you know, at 500, and then fell back yesterday, right? And now you got Crochet to deal with today. So you want to get back to even. You want to get back above 500. You don't want to be just constantly one game over, one game under, one game over, one game under. You want to string together some games and not use those games against Minnesota and Washington are coming up, just to kind of get back to even. So this ball club needs to go on a run. It is the playoff push right now. It is a sprint to the finish. It's not early anymore. It is time to strap it on and let's go. Let's start winning some games. Let's win 5 in a row, 6 in a row, 7 in a row. Put together a winning streak that you can really, really bank on. And if you put together a great week, if you put together a week where you go 6-1, now you're going to put yourself in position to grab one of those playoff spots. But what the Royals can't do is what the Royals have done all season. Win one, lose one, win one, lose one. You got to find a way to string this stuff together and start winning chunks at a time to give yourself that opportunity to make it into the playoffs.
If you lost tonight and won tomorrow, then swept Washington and Minnesota.
Yeah.
It wouldn't matter.
Swept Washington and Minnesota.
Yeah.
So that's 6 wins right there. I mean, you're
7 in a row at that point.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you need
to
do.
You lose 2 out of 3 against Boston.
Yeah, but so what? If you sweep these teams, like, you have to sweep Minnesota and Washington. There's no room for error in those games at all, right? You have to take care of business against the bottom feeders, because you don't get many of them the rest of the way. There's a lot of Detroit on the schedule, you know, moving forward. Cleveland's still on your schedule moving forward, right? There's a lot of teams that are going to be battling you for the playoffs on your schedule moving forward. Now, when you have that reprieve, when you have the Minnesota Twins or you have the Washington Nationals, you can't give up any ground. We're into that part of the season now where, you've got to sweep the Twins. You've got to sweep the Nationals. There's no excuse not to at this point in time. Both of those organizations have pretty much, waved the white flag on the season. So you got to go out there and sweep them. That's where you are at this stage of the game, because you didn't make up the ground all season long. Now every game is magnified and every game feels almost like a must win just to try to keep pace with everybody else in front of you.
Yeah, you look at the wild card picture. Boston holds a 2.5 game lead over the Yankees and the Mariners, who are tied for the second and third place spot. The Rangers are the next one out.
followed by the Guardians and then the Royals. Royals 4 games out of the third wild card spot and the second wild card spot. So teams ahead of you are losing. You just got to keep winning and hope that Cleveland can somehow beat or lose to the Mets in the next two. And then the Rangers also above you as well. But somebody thinks you're talking about the NBA because it says we got to find a way to strap it on.
Yeah.
You got to watch out in the WNBA. They're throwing daggers out in the crowd 2 nights in a row. But you talk about small market teams signing their guys. Bobby signed here.
Mm-hmm.
You think you want to see Skeen sign in Pittsburgh?
I think it would be good for baseball if you could get, you know, these younger players like Bobby Witt signing here and Paul Skeen staying with their smaller market, smaller revenue teams. I think it really is good for baseball because what's the number one thing that, you know, baseball fans truly complain about? We raise these players, we get them good, and then they go to the Yankees, and nobody likes that, right?
Well, that's what's happening.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what's happening. And so, yeah, I think for baseball's sake, if the Pirates could sign Paul Skeens, which there was a report yesterday whether or not, you know, the Pirates announced it. I think they probably did. They told their flagship station, you know, our sister station, 93.7, the Fan in Pittsburgh, that they've tried to have conversations with Paul Skeens about extending them. But the caveat is if you're Paul Skeens, you got to say, great, sign me. But you got to do what the Royals did and invest in guys around me, too. Like, right. You just can't sign me and expect us to start winning games. And if I'm Paul Skeens, I'm not signing in Pittsburgh until they have made the effort to sign other players. And then I'll see what you're going to do. I'm not going to be the first one in Pittsburgh.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Sorry, we've seen your work
here.
Yeah,
you finished your test, but you're waiting for the other kid to walk up and turn it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, we've seen what you do here. When you go out and sign other players and make commitments to other players, then you and I can start having this conversation about me staying here in Pittsburgh. Until then, I'm not signing anything because I'm not going to sign this huge contract and be left here to wallow. I mean, these guys want to win and have success at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, I mean.
And Paul Skeens could pretty much write his ticket right now. What's the incentive of staying in Pittsburgh? Yeah, you're going to get paid early, no doubt about it. But are you going to get paid early and then they're not going to pay anybody else? You go pay everybody else and then you come back and we'll have a conversation.
The two things, I guess there's a lot of signs that lead me to think that this theory that Skeens goes to New York. One, his lady is a New Jersey lady.
Yeah.
And she wants to live in New York. I think she does have a spot in New York now. She wanted the paper.
Did she get one?
I think she ended up getting one, but I think she wanted that
DiMaggio spot?
Mantles.
Okay.
Third floor.
Nice.
I'm kidding. But no, that... You look at what happens when the Yankees have catastrophic failure in a season. They like completely go overboard in the offseason. We've seen that before.
They Brett Veach this thing.
They're like, all right, we need Skeens, Garrett Cole to come back. And then we've also got the other guy that's the stud, Freed.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that rotation, dude.
Hey, look, if you
beat total Yankees, though.
Yeah, of course.
And then, like you always say, what's good for baseball is the big teams keep winning. And that would be one of those things where at the end of the year, look what the Dodgers did in the offseason, right? Like, you're like, again, the Dodgers, they give Ohtani all this money and furlough it to the end of his career or whatever when he's retired. And the Dodgers get Freddie Freeman. They get Mookie Betts. They get Shohei Ohtani. They get all these big players. And the Yankees have kind of done that. But, I mean, why wouldn't you think that they would send, like, Anthony Volpe to the Pirates and get him out of here.
Yeah.
And then go get Paul Skeens. I mean, they got Garrett Cole. They got Max Fried. They could get Paul Skeens. His girlfriend lives in New York. She loves New York. She doesn't like Pittsburgh. She loves traveling with him to go to other stadiums and see other cities. Pittsburgh doesn't care about their baseball team. This is why we need the salary floor.
Yeah.
And why not? I mean, that just it just screams to me because Paul Skeens is going to win the NL Cy Young again.
Yep.
Like, he's going to win.
This is the offseason you trade him. If
not
you're
again,
Pittsburgh.
First time. He was rookie of the year last year. He'll win Cy Young this year in the NL. It's pretty much over. I can check the odds, but I don't think I need to.
No.
And it's one of those things where it's like, yeah, the other part about it, the caveat of that is money does talk.
Sure.
And if Pittsburgh puts a blank check on the table and says, Paul, here it is. I mean, it doesn't matter if she lives in New Jersey, New York, New Mexico, Kansas City. She can fly on her own private jet with Paul anywhere they want to go because money can always be the number one denominator in all of this. And if Pittsburgh does do that, then maybe that kind of shows him like, hey, we're going to give you all this money. We're going to sign O'Neill Cruz as well. And we're going to try to do better in the draft, try to go get players to build around you. But again, The Royals had that with Zach Greinke back when the Royals didn't care.
Right.
And Zach Greinke went elsewhere.
And set up their organization for very, very good success, right? True. Without the Zach Greinke trade, we're not talking about two World Series in a row, right? He set that whole organization up for success. And so if you're Pittsburgh, I mean, Paul Skenes could be that lottery ticket for you. He could be more valuable to you as an organization by trading him than re-signing him, which I will say that about Zach Greinke. He was more valuable to the Royals by trading him than by re-signing him. We never would have had, I mean, the team stunk,
yeah.
You know, like from a team standpoint, Zach Greinke was way more valuable being traded than he was being part of this roster. Now, a lot of those trades don't work out. You see it all the time with prospects that get traded and the prospects don't work out. The Royals were very fortunate. They got the right prospects and were able to, you know, take that and build a world championship team with that. Can Pittsburgh do that? If they make a trade to the Yankees and they get, like, the Yankees were offering their number one prospect, whoever that is. I saw the other day, it was the only time the Yankees offered their number one prospect was for Paul Skenes. You got to think that offer is going to be on the table in the offseason, especially if they don't make the playoffs, right? So I could see that kind of trade happening in the offseason. But again, like, I would like it to show that some of these smaller revenue teams are signing their younger players. It is better for baseball that way to have everybody have an opportunity to win. Why do you think the NFL dominates? Because Green Bay competes with New York every single year, you know, and that doesn't happen in baseball. But if you're the Pirates and you're truly going to build your organization, it may be best to trade him. But if I'm Paul Skenes, I'm not signing until you show me that you've got a surrounding cast around me that I can win with. And then we can have that conversation.
Yesterday was depth chart evaluation. College football rankings are out. Plus, we are Nick Bolton days away from the first Chiefs game of the year. Mac takes over again on 96.5 The Fan. We get back here on Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Well,
I'll tell you what. I know there's a lot of people that have their opinions on Fanatics. I'm an addict to Fanatic. I get it. Ripping cards and breaks and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know if you saw this, Mac. Schefter tweeted this out 12 minutes ago. All these rookies that got drafted in the league were given messages from veterans of the NFL legends. So like Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Barry Sanders, Tim Brown. They gave all these young rookies messages, and some got jerseys signed with a message like they do at the end of games.
Now, that's kind of cool. Dope. I'm watching that now. It's too bad it's a 4-minute video.
Yeah, we don't got that kind of attention span.
No, but it is kind of cool that a lot of guys now, they have Shador Sanders, they have
Ashton Gentry.
You know, a lot of these guys that were obviously, you know, supposed to be first round picks, I guess, with Shador Sanders in there. But you know, you've got a lot of the top guys. I think it's really cool to see which legend they picked for each player too. You know, like, how does each legend correspond to the player that they're kind of representing? Like, you know, Barry Sanders is Tom Brady, Eli Manning. Okay, this is really cool. I like the fact they're doing that. Yeah, Joe Montana, Tom Brady, telling people how to parent, I guess. Tim Brown is in there, one of the greats of all time. That's really cool. I do like the fact that they did that.
Nah, it's pretty awesome. I'll have to watch that video after the show and see the audio of it. But don't forget, you can join 96.5 The Fan live at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles Minnehue football plus a pair of tickets to see Chiefs and Colts. So that texter that said they want to win those tickets because his birthday is the next day, get your ass to Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And then be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th every hour from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So the college football rankings are out. Bob's pissed because his Ohio State Buckeyes are not number one.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily that, or it's just like I've always felt this way forever, and we've never really had the forum or the conversation about this because nobody really cares a lot of times about these preseason rankings. But when you do these preseason rankings, shouldn't the team that won the championship last year automatically be the number one team this year, regardless of who they lost and whatnot? Because we vault teams up based on fantasy.
Vols?
Vault teams up based on fantasy. Like the fact that Texas is number two. two, right? I don't have a problem with that.
Number one.
But they're number two. But nobody has seen Arch Manning play, right? Like, nobody has seen... What if Arch Manning is a disaster?
He played last year.
Very limited,
yeah,
though.
We haven't seen him play a big defense, real school. I get you. But he did start a couple games, yeah.
But nothing like, you know, they're making him out to be, right? He played against a couple of bottom feeder SEC teams maybe last year, right? I don't remember even who he played against because he didn't have a big impact on me, you know, last year. But we like to take teams that we don't know anything about and have all this hype and all this love about them. It's the media stuff. Like, people fall into this trap all the time. Oh, mm-hmm. This guy's going to be good because Adam Schefter told us so, or Peter Schrager said so, and we're all buying the nonsense that they're spewing out there. I think Ohio State, or whoever won the championship in whatever sport it is that we're talking about, they should be the number one team going into next season because they're the defending champion. Yes, there's turnover in every college program every single year.
Yeah, but that's just not the way it works. They just don't do it that way. Yeah. People leave colleges, coaches change. It doesn't work that way, right, Bob. Right. Sorry. Yeah, it's not the NFL.
Yeah, it's not. But it should be. Like, you're the defending champs. Ohio State's the defending champs. They should be the number one team going into the year until they prove that they're not.
Yeah, but they lost their quarterback, and Texas has theirs, the Heisman Trophy. It's just not the way it works, Bob. It's college. But no, I did see somewhere. I am kind of interested to see what you're more excited about. I know the Chiefs play Friday in Brazil, 32 days away. We'll get into that a little bit. But, like, opening weekend in college football is absolutely in-effing sane.
It's nuts.
The first ever 1-2 matchup to open the season is happening this year with Texas Ohio State. So you'll get your we'll be there at 11 o'clock at the Fesco
11 o'clock on August 30th.
I'll be in that mosquito dome, baby.
Yeah, that Blackstone will be fired up and ready to go.
Better believe it. And then
you're bringing the eggs.
Okay, it's expensive.
that's why I said you're bringing the eggs.
but not only that, August 30th, you get Clemson hosting LSU at 6:30 on ABC. You get Alabama, Florida State. 2:30 on ABC. So you get Alabama, Florida State, then you go right into Clemson, LSU. And then the next day, you get Miami facing Fighting Irish Notre Dame at 6:30 on ABC. ABC is about to rack it in on that opening weekend in college football, which is literally 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away. Yeah. I mean, like, when we get to Saturday, I am too. Like, that first Saturday of college football, not week zero, I don't think. I think there is a week before that, right? That week zero where, like, Western Kentucky plays Kennesaw Mountain State or something like that. People are excited because it's a football game.
Sleep on those teams, Bob. They've had 15 draft picks in the last 3 years going the top five rounds. You know, that's what he would say. You talk about Kennesaw State, man. Let me tell you about this guy at Kennesaw State, Baker Jackson. A lot of people don't remember Baker Jackson, but let me tell you something, Bob. He played more games than Hollywood Brown has in the last 3 years.
His Hollywood Brown stuff yesterday.
Oh, he missed 15 games in one season, Jay.
Yeah, I mean,
come on.
Like, Jay's like, he's really injury prone. He's missed like 29.
He said, well, I missed the boat on Josh Simmons. Don't like that pick. You know what? Hollywood Brown. God forbid Butker miss one kick. You know, he really ought to be putting weight on that left foot. He says he's going to take weight off. It's really messed with his accuracy. Honestly, kickers and their accuracy, it changes. The older they get, it just happens that way. All right, Mac, 32 days away.
32 days away till the Chiefs get going, guys. Come on.
I'm already there, dude.
Oh, I know.
I was there Saturday. Seriously. We left camp. Yes. We were like Jeff Bridges hitting the top of your leg. I mean, the whole way up. There was no radio. I kid you not.
Not turn on music. No radio.
No music. Yeah. No podcast. No, Mac and I were just going back and forth like, did you see this? Did Jaden Hicks shake your hand too? Were you sweating? Yes. Oh, my God. I'm there, man.
The last thing you want, though, driving back from campus listening to anything, like, you need to decompose in that ride home and just kind of, all right, what did I see? What did I take in? I'm overwhelmed. There were a lot of people up here. It was 1,000 degrees. Hey, from under cheese is brewing. It's time to get into the shower.
Need a mimosa.
What was the topic?
32 days.
32 days. Max Chiefs question. Yeah. Which AFC team do you think is the biggest competitor to the Chiefs this season?
Well, I think it's Buffalo because I think they have the second best quarterback in the league, and that is obviously Josh Allen. And so as long as he's there to kind of, you know, cover up the mistakes that Sean McDermott makes while coaching, they're always going to be that second best team right now. And I do believe, like, and I am going to be very critical of Sean McDermott this year. Josh Allen should be nicknamed the Eraser. That guy erases all of Sean McDermott's mistakes. Think about how hard it is for Josh Allen to have to be the quarterback and not overcome the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, but also overcome his own coach's incompetence.
Eraser was a really good movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and the late, great James Caan.
There we go.
Laser guns that could see through bodies.
Oh, dope.
It was awesome.
That sounds sick.
It was cool. I think that was Eraser. Maybe that was True Lies. No, that was Eraser. Yeah, I think it's always the Bills. I think it's because you look at what is the most important position in all of sports. It is the quarterback. And yes, I understand the Chiefs are 4-0 against Buffalo in the playoffs, but every game seemingly always has you in that moment where you look down at your hands and the skin around your fingernails is even gone.
Oh, every game is a...
Right? And it's Buffalo, and you got to think. And I know that I'm, you know, die hard till I die in Kansas City, but eventually it's going to happen. When is it going to happen? And if it's going to happen, who is it going to happen against? And it seems like Buffalo would be that team because of fate, of parity, of talent, where it's like, well, they finally got us, you know? Because in the conversation, you'd be like, well, you know, Josh Allen's still only 1-4 against Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Right.
And there was a funny text earlier that said, Josh Allen, if he ever beats the Chiefs in the playoffs, will be in the divisional round, then he'll lose to Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
In the AFC Championship game.
Round. I love that. That's great. Yeah.
But no, I mean, it is one of those things where, like, I understand the fact that Burrow has beaten Mahomes. I understand the fact that Lamar is talented and the Ravens are great, but it just seems that every time they play Buffalo, there's that different feeling in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
It's not butterflies. It's not, you know, curdled milk. It's just that nervousness of, like, oh, okay, here we go. Like, you tell yourself all week, I believe that, you know, it's like the Sporting KC chain. I believe that we will win. Like, you always tell yourself that. It's Buffalo. They've never beaten us in the playoffs. It's never them. It's always us. And then you get to that game, and you're like, but why do I feel this way? And I think that's why it's always Buffalo.
Because they always give you a good fight. And you know Josh Allen, for the most part, isn't going to make mistakes in that game. And it's the two best quarterbacks, and it's not even close in the NFL. Now, if you had an AFC Championship game of Buffalo versus Baltimore, which quarterback do you think is going to be playing with more pressure, Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? Because both of them are looked at as the guys who can't get to that next step. And to not have Patrick Mahomes in their way, boy, whoever lost that game,
that'd be crazy.
Will be really destroyed in the media.
Yeah, it's also one of those things, too, where like the level of talent would it be like right there. Whereas like Mahomes will always have that edge because of the track record and the resume where you're just like, well, it's Mahomes in the playoffs. Like, come on, stop it.
And then we have the conversation, did somebody unseat Patrick Mahomes as the best quarterback in the NFL? That's my biggest fear.
Well,
is
he's fourth best going into this year.
I understand. Hmm. Yeah, but that's my biggest fear. Like, if they don't make it to the AFC Championship game, people will say that such and such quarterback has passed Patrick Mahomes by. Nobody ever said that about Tom Brady. Tom Brady was the undisputed number one quarterback of that generation.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he just won. It was all, and then Peyton Manning's number two. It was never, ever, ever having that debate of who's better than Tom Brady. We just let greatness be great. And with for Patrick Mahomes, whatever it is, whatever the reason, we just can't let the greatness be great with Patrick Mahomes. And I think a lot of it has to do more with, you know, idiots on TV than ever before on ESPN, the Ryan Clarks of the world and the Emmanuel Achos and everybody out there trying to have a hot take about something. The game has changed from a media standpoint. But, man, I mean, like, I don't remember any of this conversation back in the day of who's better than Tom Brady. It was Tom was number one and everybody else was battling it out for number two.
Somebody from 816 says you gave Josh Allen the ball with 3 minutes left. You went to Buffalo with MVS and you're number one. You beat them with 13 seconds left. Speak for yourself, Dusty. I feel most comfortable playing them. I'd rather play them than the Ravens or the Bengals. Again, none of what you just mentioned had anything to do with Josh Allen. Like, Josh Allen in the 13-second game got beat by Mahomes. Josh Allen in the fourth down run, that was there. But, I mean, his tight end dropped a pass.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs dropped a pass 2 years ago in that game that you beat him with.
That was a dime. Yep.
And, again, you can fear whoever you want. That's your opinion. I'm just saying, when I watch football games, like when I used to watch Chiefs games when I was a kid, there was one team I feared, and it was Denver. I didn't really fear anybody else. It was just Denver. Maybe or the
because
Colts.
They had the quarterback. You fear the teams that have the quarterback that can make the plays. There just happens to be four in the AFC right
now. Yeah, all in the AFC. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I think the Bills are that Josh Allen is that quarterback that I fear the most. I agree with you guys. No doubt the second-best quarterback in the league. But the team, I think, would be the Ravens because, for me, the Bills – the Chiefs are just in their head at this point. The Chiefs own the Bills, right? To me, when the Chiefs beat the Ravens in the playoffs, it's not because they own the Ravens or they're a lot better than them. It's because the Ravens stand in their own way. They are their biggest competitor right now. They are their biggest hurdle themselves. And to me, like, I still trust in John Harbaugh and a guy in Lamar Jackson who we don't talk about these guys enough getting better. Mahomes, we still see him even get better. Lamar Jackson, 28 years old, has room to still grow in two times.
And
has grown, right? We've seen him grow as a passer. Yeah. Now it's time, okay, the playoffs, when it gets down to the line, when you need to make that play. Hey, loosen up a bit. Hey, if there's 5 yards of green space in front of you, you're the best running quarterback in the damn National Football League.
Maybe
go
the
run.
Best of all time.
Maybe the best of all time, right? So
Didn't he pass Vic this last year?
I think so.
In NFL rushing, and I mean, Vic missed like 5 years in Leavenworth, but
yeah.
So yeah, statistically, he would be. So I just think, like, when I think about it, like, the Ravens stand in their own way, and I trust them to get out of that more than I trust the Bills and the Chiefs, because to me, it's the Chiefs standing in the Bills' way, and I don't think that's going to stop.
See, I would disagree a little bit with you on that. Okay. I think Sean McDermott stands in the way of the Bills more than anything. And you know,
fair.
Over the years, talking to guys who were on those 90s Chiefs teams, and they talked about the way that Marty changed, you know, in the playoffs and how he became a different head coach, and that was a big reason why they lost. They're like, what is going on here? What are we doing? We're trying to change our identity and who we are. I feel like now the pressure is so big on Buffalo. Sean McDermott in the postseason right now, man, that guy's kind of lost his mind a little bit. He's got so much pressure on him to win and to get past the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I think it can drive him crazy, and it forces you to do things that you normally would not do. That's getting outside of yourself and who you are. So I think Sean McDermott is as much a problem for Buffalo as Kansas City is in the playoffs for Buffalo.
Easy for the Chiefs to own the Bills when they pay the refs off. NFL's rigged. So true.
Yeah. I mean, it happens all the time. Yeah.
Direct deposit right. From C. Hunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Delivered on NFL Sunday. Thank you very much. All right, Chiefs win.
To E. Hockuley. You know, like, come on. Enough.
I also think Josh Allen's going to have to lift his team up more than Lamar will, if you talk about just the quarterbacks. The roster is much better.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see, again, 15 players out of camp. Yeah, I know, man. It's early, but I mean, it's still like Hard Knocks will be interesting tonight to see kind of where they are as a franchise. And I guarantee you they're still editing up right now. So this James Cook stuff will be in there. That's a huge distraction. They're dealing with one of their best players holding out and 15 players injured right now in Buffalo. That's a lot of distraction for this time in camp, which, like, we talk about the Chiefs. What are we talking about with the Chiefs? Not a lot of storylines going on up there at camp, and that's a good thing.
Love that. Yeah, keep it quiet.
Was I wrong yesterday to say that? Are we sure that FAU makes this roster?
I was thinking about it yesterday when I got home.
First round pick. Yeah. I know it was 2 years ago, but I'm thinking to myself, like, third on the depth chart behind a couple rookie or behind a rookie, like. Are we sure he's on this team?
Yeah, I think he is because he's the first round draft pick and it doesn't cost you much. But that doesn't change the fact that I think FAU is probably under the most individual pressure this year than any other player on the roster, because he's got to show out this year. I mean, this time next year, or really this offseason, we'll be talking about whether or not you pick up a fifth-year option for FAU. Right now, the answer is no. He hasn't done anything. So I think there's more pressure on him this year as an individual to go out there and dominate and show who he really is as a player, to see if his career is going to continue with the Chiefs. So no, I don't think he gets cut, but it doesn't mean that he isn't under the most pressure this year as an individual player to play great football to secure his roster spot going forward. Both of those can be true. I think there's a lot of pressure on FAU this year to go out there and play big.
Yeah, agreed. I don't think that question's wrong at all, because if you just talk about the talent and the production, no, like, that question is merited. But you're right. Like, because of the draft stock, yeah, more than likely he's going to have to make the – I mean, Sky Moore, right? You know, it's kind of the similar thing. Second round pick, what has he done, right?
Yeah, but I don't think there's a lot of pressure on. So I think people have moved on from Sky Moore.
No, but as far as the Chiefs keeping him on the roster because of that draft stock, that's the similarity to me with FAU, where it's like, okay, first round draft pick, it's year three. But, like, I mean, legit, is there a memorable play from him in the last two seasons?
No.
No?
I mean, he took the whole first year off, basically, as a redshirt year. Last year, I mean, had some moments, you know, he was out there on the field doing a few things, but nothing memorable. Nothing where you want to say, oh, that was our first round draft pick, you know? Like when Travis Hunter this year, you know, he better make memorable plays, right?
Yeah,
you're the
course.
Second overall pick. You need to make those memorable plays. So this is the year for FAU. And look, I don't even know that I would cut him next year. I just let him play out that fourth year and then hit free agency, and best of luck to you, you know, to wherever you go. Or maybe you bring him back next year if he doesn't have such a good year. Maybe he's a trade piece for you next season or something like that in the offseason, where you can get some draft picks. Somebody saw him coming out, they really liked him.
Yep.
They're willing to give you a fourth round draft pick. One of those type of moves, you know, for FAU. you, that's the type of, you know, situation I could see. But I think from an individual player standpoint, I think he's got the most pressure of anybody on him this year. I don't think Travis has pressure. Patrick doesn't have pressure. Like, none of these young wide receivers truly have pressure.
Josh Simmons?
No, he's first year. But for a third year guy, like, and you're already third on the depth chart behind rookies that were drafted this year, right? Like, it's a big year for FAU, man. Like, he needs to step up and have a big season. I'm rooting for him. Love the guy, right? I think he's a great, great human being, local kid. You want to see him do good, but you got to get out there and make some plays. So I just think, you know, from kind of picking up where Dusty had yesterday, I'm like, nah, he's not going to get cut, but man, this is a big year for him. Individually, no player has more pressure on him this year than FAU, I think.
Real quickly, let's get to On the Come.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the Come.
Twice on a Tuesday.
On the Come.
I'll go real quick. My On the Come right now is Mike Yastrzemski.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Nice. Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
I mean, dude. Yes. Goes, yes, queen. He goes into Boston last night where his grandfather played, got cheered by the crowd. That was cool to hear on the radio. And then had himself a game, had himself a homer, and his first game as a Royal. Yastrzemski on the come.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I'm going to go with Josh Simmons. I think he's on the come for me this week. He's going to be on the come until he's dominating.
You should keep this going.
Josh Simmons for me is definitely on the come. I like what I'm hearing from Josh Simmons people up in training camp. The eyes that we have on the ground up there are saying good things. I think he's going to be a good one for us, guys.
I think so, too. I think that is, like I said yesterday, this could be Brett Veach's best rookie class ever. For me, let me tell you about this guy here. Dante Thornton for the Raiders. Yes, you will hear him often once the season starts because you'll play him. Dante Thornton, 6'5". He ran a 4.3 40. He joins only Calvin Johnson and DK Metcalf to be 6'4" and run a 4.35 or faster. Geno Smith, QB3, QB9, and QB5 in deep ball completions the past three seasons. So Dante Thornton on the come. That go ball from Geno is going to be huge.
Okay.
I've seen the Raiders have wide receivers over the years. Most don't amount to anything.
It's fair.
Yeah, but who are their quarterbacks? Like Todd Collins. Yeah.
Well, I go back to, I'm thinking Jeff Tim George. Brown back in the day. You know, he did good, but after that. I'm going back that far. You know, there's been a lot of guys. The one's in jail right now. Play for an NFL team in a year. I guarantee you Henry Ruggs will be on an NFL roster.
We'll have that topic.
There you go. Somebody on the text line says, my on the come is Dusty and Mac for wearing those banging matching t-shirts. Was that planned? It actually was not.
Yeah, that is funny. I had mine on the other day.
I got a swag bag from Maloney and I was like, hey, I'll wear a shirt tomorrow. Did not even talk to Mac about it.
Did not, I swear.
And then we show up to work today. I was like, oh, okay. Hello. So you're going to wear the red one tomorrow?
You guys might as well just dress alike all week.
By the way, real quickly, do we wear red for Friday?
Red Friday. Right? Not this Friday. Oh, I guess we have the preseason game. I saw a guy on Saturday morning wandering around in cargo shorts, a little bit of a gut, and a worn-out Patrick Mahomes jersey just wandering through a parking lot. Guy's getting ready, man. Nice. He is ready.
I want to hang out with that guy.
That guy's looking for some hot damn right about now.
He's probably got legs in football.
He's got one of those in that like khaki cargo short pocket. You can hold a little pint in there.
Oh, hell yeah. This guy was ready for the game, and there was none coming up. That was the thing. But he was ready. He thought it was today. Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Fake injuries in sports or fake injuries in real sports. We discuss on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your own for Kansas City Sports.
Hey, it's Michael Wacha, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
What's your name? Who's your daddy? Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time to show you what you need to live? Tell it to me slowly. Tell you what I really want to know. It's the time of the season for loving. What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Really confused by that line.
Fesco and Dusty are number one. And Mac is cool, but Chow, I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped. Fesco and Dusty are number one. And Mac is
Cougar Show. I'm sorry, but they must be stopped. They must be stopped.
Well, we're not stopping. We got an hour and 15 minutes left of this show.
You better believe it.
Damn right.
So this is funny how the universe works. Aussie, you know what I mean by this. From the 816, Dusty, I'm not a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, but I'm on Fire came up on my playlist last night. That song's a total banger. Where does it rank for you? I said maybe top 10. But for your buddy Tony, there are reports that Springsteen's Nebraska box set will be released on October 17th in conjunction with the release of Bruce Springsteen's Deliver Me From Nowhere, the movie that's coming out with our boy, Lip Gallagher. Nebraska Remastered, Nebraska Outtakes, and Electric Nebraska. Blu-ray performance of the entire Nebraska album that was filmed at the Count Basie Theater a couple months ago.
Wow.
The gift that keeps on giving. So that'll be about $500.
Yeah, I was going to say, how much are you? I mean, that's wow. That's a hell of a gift set right there, I mean, right?
Tony's going to text you and be like, hey, Bob, if you want to come swim again, come with this.
Bring the Bruce Springsteen box set.
I better be able to swim when you're not there, if that's the case. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, so...
wow.
Yeah. I remember box sets back. I remember the biggest one that I saw was like the Band of Brothers box set that came out, and it was like $550 or whatever it was, and what a great series that was. And then I think the George Strait one, it was like number ones.
Yeah.
And then the Beatles had one that was like one.
Yep, one.
I remember that one, was a big one.
I remember
one.
The Garth Brooks box set that I had
came
as
with
well.
The Live in, what was that? It was in Central Park.
Yeah. Right?
It came with that album.
It did, yeah.
That concert came out on my birthday.
Jimmy Buffett box set is really good, too.
Which one?
Well, the Bars, Beaches, Ballads, and, you know, that one is... Yeah,
Kurt Likens has one of those. Yeah,
I think that was, like, one of the first ones I got from my dad for, like, you know, birthday or something. Here's the Jimmy Buffett box set. Four CDs of just absolutely
awesome
music.
Well, that
awesome
was back
music.
When CDs were primo.
Oh,
and so,
yeah.
So, like, on Christmas, when your parents opened up, like, a box set, it was like, holy cow. And I'm like, can I just get to my present next? I want to know if there's Ninja Turtles in there.
Yeah, there's new Nintendo game or whatever it is that you were trying to get that year. But no, box sets were big, man. I'm glad they're coming back. I was actually thinking about it. It's funny you bring that up because I was going through, I don't know, music yesterday on iTunes or whatever it was. And somehow I got down a rabbit hole, as you seemingly always do. And I got to the 2011 hits, right, from the year 2011, before Mac was born, as we've established today. And I started listening to every one of those songs. I'm like, know it, know it, know it, know it, know it. And I'm like, I think right about that time is when I stopped understanding today's music, like what was current today. And I do blame iTunes. I do blame Spotify for all of that, like the demise of mainstream radio, you know, with music and everything like that. I'm like, I used to know what songs were popular back in the day. And that's not me being old. That's me matriculating to the iTunes and having whatever music that you want there. You're not exposed, if you will, to whatever was on the radio at the time. And that's the one thing I do miss from actual radio and music radio is the exposure to kind of new stuff from a music industry. Yeah, you can get it on Spotify and iTunes and all that kind of stuff. But how many of us are really going back to new stuff? You like what you like at this point in time, right?
Yeah.
That's where I miss the music. I was actually just thinking about that yesterday. I'm like, this 2011 playlist, I know every song on this thing. You give me a playlist today, chances are I may know two songs that are on there today. And that's because they're not fed to me like they used to be on the radio.
What is Neiman Marcus? Is that like a really...
It's a store.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Jaden Daniels surprised his mom with a full shopping day at Neiman
Marcus.
Oh,
nice.
Marcus.
And is that just to kind of get rid of her while he goes to practice?
Exactly. Yeah. No, they were occupied. They were together and filmed the entire day.
Wow. All right.
I mean, is that kind of having an effect on you guys with the way that his mom's around all the time? I kind of like it. I don't mind it. But there does need to be like some boundaries
lines,
at some point in time. Like, she can't show up to interviews.
Well, I mean, then what's the problem with LeVar Ball? He was around his kids. He was their agent. He was doing interviews. He was on First Take. He was doing all this stuff.
He was more in the limelight than
is
his
she
mom.
Not?
No, she's not hosting interviews with Stephen A. Smith. Like, if she's
not
all of a sudden a guest on First Take, then we got some conversation.
How much time you
have.
Got until she's over under by opening weekend of the NFL that she's in?
I don't think she will be. I mean, I have a hard time believing that.
Well,
I
what's
think,
that ESPN show they did live at Washington's camp the other day where she was right there in the interview? I mean, you might as well say
NFL
it is.
NFL Network, but maybe if they go to her, but like, I don't know, man. Like, LeVar Ball was just, he was Jerry Jones for his kids. He was a great marketer, and he hit at the right time with COVID and nothing else going on. So every time the guy spoke, we drooled because it was was some new content.
Well, and that was his dream too.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the Costco guys.
He did,
you know,
live
that
vicariously.
The Costco guys.
Boom meter.
Yeah, it's whatever. They're TikTok viral. Basically, there's videos out of his dad behind the scenes, like telling his son AJ, who's like 12, to be like, "Come on, man."
There's
videos of them back in the
and he lost toes.
There's back of them back in the early 90s of him doing videos with the family. Like, obviously, he was trying to do this the whole time. I think it's kind of similar with LeVar.
What's his name? Big what?
Big Justice. AJ.
AJ is the main guy, and then Justice is the kid, right?
Yeah, Big Justice is the kid.
Yes.
They're the Costco guys.
Yeah, they go like, "How many booms do you give the cookie?" "We'll give it 3 booms." Boom, boom, boom.
Are these like O'Doyle's?
But from Jersey.
Yeah. I know who these guys are. They're the Scarnios. I grew up with these people. They're buffoons.
His dad's a total D-bag.
Yeah, I mean, like, I can only imagine what these idiots are. "How many booms do you give the cookie at Costco, son?"
Like, somebody did a side-by-side. You've seen Heavyweights with Ben Stiller, and he's, like, interviewing the Josh kid. He's like, "All right, how do you feel?" He's like, "I feel, wait till I'm done." And the kid's like, "Okay, Dad, sorry." It's like that type of stuff.
It's pretty rad. Yeah.
Loser father.
I always tell you guys.
Seriously.
I always tell you guys, NFL needs to take a page out of Paul Levesque's book in the WWE, a.k.a. Triple H. Bill Simmons is now on board.
He is.
Because if you missed this, Seth Rollins faked an injury.
Right.
He acted like he blew his knee out. They called the match off when he did it. And then he came, you know, he was injured. He was supposed to have the CM Punk battle. And then SummerSlam was this weekend where Brock Lesnar steals the show. But really, Seth Rollins stole the show because the injury was fake.
Right.
Wrestling, we know, is choreographed and fake. We know what it is. But everybody was duped.
Like other athletes.
His wife, Becky Lynch, who was in Happy Gilmore 2, even they showed her backstage. She goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. Were my texts misleading? Were my tweets misleading? Did you fall for it?" Like, she was in on it. Seth was in on it. Triple H was in on it. Nobody else. Why not do it in the NFL, what Bill Simmons says.
Yeah, and
exactly. Josh Simmons, I want to go to the Chiefs. I don't want to go to the Browns.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Chiefs. My knee's just effed. Hey, this is Brett Veach. How good's your knee? Actually, dude, it's really fine.
It's fine. Yeah, just pick me at 32. I'll be fine. Good. Okay, we'll take you there. No, but I mean, on the surface, it sounds like it would be kind of fun, but the WWE is just a standalone event. It's a one-time-a-week type of thing.
Well,
Mahomes'
ankle injury was fake.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Forgot about that, right?
That's right. Yeah, Willis Reed, and, you know. Now, the only one that really was fake was Paul Pierce in a wheelchair, right?
Well, that's because he crapped his pants.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, everybody's talking about that one being kind of the fake one. I just don't think you could pull it off in regular sports because the WWE is different. It's week by week, and it's a standalone event that has carryover, right? It's a story. It's a soap opera for guys, right? That's what the WWE is. The NFL is 16 events every single weekend for 20 weeks. It would be hard to do that, and we'd all get sick and tired of it. Every week, every game, who's going to be the injured player that was faking it and comes back? You'd get real old real fast. I like it on the surface. It's kind of fun, like if you're going to have a big event like the Super Bowl or something like that. But gamblers would freak out. Fantasy football people would go crazy.
Didn't New England do this? Like, isn't that why the injured list, or they changed the injury report? Because, like, New England was hiding guys behind the injury report. And then, like, game day is like, "Oh, yeah, he didn't practice all week because he's injured." Like, wait a minute. Like, you have to report this.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who it was.
I thought it was New England.
I know it was Bill Snyder in college that got, you know, colleges to start doing more of an injury report and whatnot, because he would say, you know, like lower half injury or something, and you don't know what that is. But I think with gambling where it is right now and all the leagues being in bed with the gambling markets, you have to be very upfront on who's injured. You cannot hide all that. And so, like, I would imagine Bill Simmons was just kind of joking about something like that, obviously. But, I mean, like, just think about it. Like, the Super Bowl is the only way you could pull that off. Or the AFC-NFC championship game. Some kind of standalone game where you could do something like that. It would fall on deaf ears if it was the Browns taking on the Jags in week 2 with Spiro Dedes and all of a sudden Trevor Lawrence. Nobody would care, you know?
Well, I mean, there was some pretty big uproar. I don't know if it was last season or two seasons ago. The first game for the 49ers, because McCaffrey was like a late scratch.
Yes.
And everyone was like...
That was last year,
I think. And then Jordan Mason, after the game, caught some serious heat. He was like crying in his press conference because he was like, "Yeah, man, they told me on Friday." And everyone was like, "Wait, what? So you knew this?"
Yeah.
Kind of thing. So you guys hid that McCaffrey, you knew he wasn't going to be able to play, sort of thing. But
yeah,
it would be fun. I think Bill Simmons, is his specific example was like playoff game, like you said. And it's like Josh Allen can't play. And then the music happens just like in the WWE and Josh Allen rolls out.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Well, that's the thing too.
Go nuts.
That's the other thing too, is like Mahomes' injuries, you know, spook a lot of people. But us that watch the Chiefs 24-7. When he goes in the Super Bowl, like, take the rushing over.
Yeah.
It's 13.5. Take over, take over. And then all of a sudden, 28-yard run, longest of his career. And you're like, how did you know? I'm like, come on. You
know what I mean? It's not that hard to figure out what the Chiefs are going to do, right? Like, I mean, they've given us the playbook, and they follow this playbook. Have a bad loss. Something stands out that's really bad. They rectify it in the offseason. Mm-hmm. They go back for revenge. Like, that's where we are with this organization. That's why Dusty's like, 13.5 for the over. Bum ankle, take the over. Like, you just know he's going to go out there and do that
he
kind of
stuff. Cussed out Andy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Indeed, because he wanted to go back in the game. They're like, no, dude, go get it evaluated and we'll check it out. Damn it. Like a kid that couldn't go out in recess.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we get to Start Bench Cut. It's brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Get in the know with Jay Southland Tow. 913-586-7965. Send yours. We'll give you ours. Start Bench Cut is next on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 965, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.